Hey, welcome everybody to another podcast from Train Lang. I'm joined by my good friend Johnny. How are you today, Johnny?
Well, I'm good, Matthew. Thank you very much. Happy just to be back in another podcast with you, a business podcast, huh? Interesting.
Yes, we're talking business today. So if you joined us the last time, you may remember we talked about the basics of writing a CV in English. What to include, what to avoid, and importantly, how to structure it properly.
That's right. I did that one with Aline. So now I think in our conversations, you are going to be the one who will just help us to improve, no? Just my CV. I did my homework. So now let's see with another one, just how good I did it. Huh? But today we are talking at up a level, as we said. We'll focus on how to make your CV truly stand out. And we will cover how to highlight your achievements instead of just listing responsibilities. How to use strong action verbs. Yes, you heard well. Strong action verbs. And how to tailor your CV to much job descriptions.
Wow, that's great, Johnny. This is going to be really practical. And if you haven't listened to part one already, then we recommend that you check that one out. Have a listen to part one, perhaps even before you continue with this one. But anyway, for the moment, let's get started.
Very good. So we arrive to our fictional dialogue. As always, we love this one, no? As I mentioned before, no, just the setting, just for our listeners, is that I have applied the counsels, the instructions I received from Aline before. But now we'll find out with you, if maybe with another friend, in a coffee. As always, we are always in a nice place, just to get a little bit of feedback, and to improve it even a little bit more. If possible. So, ready, Matthew?
Let's go, Johnny, let's go.
Hey, Matthew, well, thank you very much. I know Aline was very busy this time, so thank you very much just for coming.
No problem. I'm sorry it's not Aline. So, yeah, I'll try my best. But anyway, tell me, how's the CV coming along?
Well, I updated it based on what I talked with Aline last time. No photo, no date of birth, professional email, all sorted. But something still feels, I don't know, off.
Oh, okay. Let me take a look at that. Well, it looks good, but I do see one thing we can improve, and that's your work experience section.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Well, look, the descriptions are really good, but they're very general. You know, you're listing responsibilities, but not your achievements.
Oh, but isn't that what I'm supposed to do?
Well, not really. You know, employers don't just want to know what you're responsible for. What they really want to see is what you've achieved in that role. For example, instead of saying, I don't know, responsible for customer service, you could say increased customer satisfaction scores by 25% by improving response times.
Oh, that actually sounds way better.
Amazing, no? Wow. So the idea is always try to quantify your achievements. And if you possibly can, use numbers. For example, instead of saying managed social media, you could say grew social media engagement by 40% in 6 months.
Okay, that makes sense. But what if I don't have numbers to prove my achievements?
Okay, that's a great question. If you don't have exact figures, you can still highlight improvements. For example, you could say developed a new client onboarding process, reducing setup time. It still shows the impact of what you did.
Oh, got it. I also tried to make my description sound more professional. Does this sound good? Helped with marketing campaigns.
Well, not really, because helped, it's a little bit too vague. A stronger version would be assisted in developing targeted marketing campaigns that increased brand awareness. Do you see the difference?
Oh, yeah, that sounds much more professional. So always use strong action verbs.
Totally. Instead of worked on, say developed or implemented. And instead of helped, you could use assisted or collaborated on.
Okay, I think I get it now. And what about customizing my CV for each job?
Okay, that's another key step because you can't just send the same CV everywhere. You really need to tailor it, to match the job description. So that means using the same keywords that appear in the job post.
So if a company is looking for someone with project management skills, I should make sure my CV says project management somewhere, right?
Definitely, that's it. Many companies use applicant tracking systems or ATS to scan CVs even before any human gets to see them. So if your CV doesn't have the right keywords, you might just get rejected automatically.
Well, that's a bit scary.
I know, that's the way things work now. But the trick's not that hard.
Okay. I have some editing to do, that's clear.
No worries. Send it over once you've done, and I'll check it for you.
Thanks, Matthew. You're a lifesaver. Thank you very much.
Well done, Johnny. And you didn't call me Aline once.
All right, that's
Well
true.
done, well done. Okay, let's get into the grammar and the vocabulary analysis of that dialogue. We can break down some of the key English business tips from that conversation. So, if you're writing your CV in English, these points are going to really help you to sound professional, confident, and ready for the job market. Number one, let's go. Achievements versus responsibilities. So the key difference here, responsibilities, essentially, they're describing what you did, while achievements, that highlights the impact of your work. And we all know employers, they're interested in the results, not the duties. So, for example, a weak example, one that's too general and has no impact. We maybe could say responsible for managing customer accounts or worked on marketing strategies. Yeah, it's not bad, but it doesn't tell us anything. A stronger example would be to use action verbs that really impact. So, for example, manage 50 plus customer accounts, increasing retention by 30%. Yeah, that sounds better. And instead of worked on, we could say developed and executed marketing strategies that boosted engagement by 40%. So here comes a pro tip. Get ready for this. Whenever possible, use numbers to quantify your achievements. And if you don't have exact numbers, don't worry. Just try to highlight the improvements that were made. Okay, so let's do a contrast. A weak example, a weak verb helped with training new employees. A stronger, better verb trained five new employees, improving team efficiency. So you sense that it's much more powerful. Again, another contrast. Weak would be worked on improving customer service processes. A better, stronger version of that, redesigned customer service workflows, reducing response times by 25%.
Fantastic. We see that also in our slide today, no, in Spanish for our listeners also to see it, no. Aquí tenemos una idea mala, no. Simplemente decir responsable de atención al cliente, no. Mucho mejor dar cifras, ¿no? Que es lo que estamos hablando. Atendía más de 50 clientes al día, aumentando la satisfacción en un 30%. Así que no describa solo las tareas, sino que muestra también los resultados. Wow, fantastic. Well, let's go to or move to another one, which is using strong action verbs. We spoke about this before, ¿no? Many people use weak or vague verbs in their CVs instead of use strong, specific, and impactful action verbs. So, weak verbs, too generic. Well, it hits social media marketing, or helped with project management, or was responsible for customer complaints. Those, which could be stronger alternatives, more professional, more dynamic. Well, I designed and implemented a social media campaign that increased the followers by 15%. I led project management efforts, ensuring one-time delivery of key initiatives. And another option could be resolved customer complaints, increasing satisfaction ratings by 30%. Well, here's another pro tip. Are you ready? So if you're listening, start each bullet point in your CV with an action verb. And here's a list of good alternatives. For example, managed could be directed, supervised, oversaw, helped, assisted, supported, facilitated, made, created, developed, designed, and worked on, executed, led, and implemented. So again, we see our slide here, verbos débiles, trabajé en redes, pero mucho mejor, ¿no? Decir, desarrollé, gestioné, campañas de redes sociales son verbos mucho más poderosos, más fuertes, que se pueden utilizar en los CV. So I originally wrote help with marketing campaigns in my CV, but Matthew, what's a better way to say this?
Okay, Johnny, so you could say assisted in developing targeted marketing campaigns, increasing brand awareness by 25%. Okay, that's the idea. We're going to put a question out there to our listeners now. Mm-hmm. See if you can improve this sentence from the CV. So, worked with customers to solve problems. That's the sentence. Worked with customers to solve problems. How would you improve that sentence? Well, we'll find out a little later, Johnny, no?
That's right.
Okay, let's keep going then. We're going to talk now for a little bit about tailoring your CV to each job. Why is it important? Why does it matter? Well, you know, many job seekers, they make the mistake of using the same CV for every job. They just have one CV that they send out blanket to all the jobs. But really, employers, they want to see that you are the perfect fit for their role. Now, for that to be the case, you need to tailor your CV. How do you do it? Okay, here's some top tips. First of all, have a look at the job description and find the important keywords. Remember, we spoke about those. And then try to use those keywords in your CV so that you match up what the company is looking for. Right, okay. For example, a job description. We're looking for a candidate with strong project management and leadership skills. How could you match your CV to fit that job? Well, here's a suggestion. Led a team of five in a project management role, successfully delivering projects on time and within budget. So our keywords, they all match up from what was asked for in the description to our CV. Okay, another pro tip. Here it comes. If a job description says seeking a detail-oriented candidate with expertise in Excel, your CV should mention Excel proficiency and attention to detail somewhere.
Fantastic. So again, we have a slide, ¿no? Just no adaptar tu currículum a la oferta, ¿no? Claro, simplemente poner busco empleo en cualquier sector. No, ahí no estás atacando el punto, ¿no? Mucho mejor es decir marketing specialist con experiencia en campañas digitales y SEO, así que hay que personalizar el CV en inglés. That's important. So, if I apply for a job in sales, I should use the phrase sales strategy instead of just saying customer management, right?
Exactly. That's it. Totally, Johnny. Yeah, because many companies, they use ATS, we talked about that, applicant tracking systems, and they use that to filter the CVs. So if you don't have the right keywords in your CV, it may well get rejected even before someone gets a chance to see it.
Oh, that's fantastic. So keywords for ATS. Well, what is an ATS? We said this before, no? It's an applicant tracking system. It's software that scans CVs for keywords before a recruiter reads them. So how to optimize your CV for ATS? Remember, it's a machine. It's not a human. So use exact phrases from job descriptions. For example, project management, budget planning, customer service excellence. avoid tables, fancy phones, or images. So it's a bit childish for a professional CV. And ADA software may not read them correctly also. And use standard section headings like work experience instead of professional journey. Yeah, we can give you an example. For example, a very generic CV statement could be worked on improving customer experience. Let us change it for an optimized ATS and human reader. Enhance customer experience by implementing a new support system, increasing customer retention by 20%. So this, it's like a hack, right? Which is much my CV to the job description, no, Matthew?
Yeah, that's it. Just think of it as speaking the employer's language. You know, if they say they need strong analytical skills, then you need to have that phrase, analytical skills, somewhere in your CV. Okay, Johnny, well, let's keep going. Our next section, common CV mistakes and how to fix them. Okay, so many job seekers, they make these common mistakes on their CV. We want to avoid them. Here's mistake number one, listing too many responsibilities instead of achievements. So it can be tempting to list all the things we've been responsible for, but really it just gets lost. Focus on impact. For example, we could say managed a team of five. Well, better to say led a team of five, increasing efficiency by 30%. Mistake number two, we just spoke about it, using the same CV for every job. How do we fix that mistake? Well, we need to customize our CV for each role by using the job description keywords. Make sure we match those keywords from the job description in our CV. Mistake number three, writing long paragraphs instead of bullet points. I think, Johnny, these days, if someone sets a long paragraph, they're not going to read it.
No, they won't.
It just gets lost. Yeah, so keep it concise. Use bullet points for readability.
All right, I think I help you with the last two, right?
So, good. Thank you.
A mistake number four, using weak verbs like worked on or help with. We spoke about this before. How can you fix it? Well, replace them with strong action verbs. Remember, developed, implemented, and led. And finally, mistake number five, ignoring ATS optimization. So, how to fix it? Well, use standard fonts, clear formatting, and job description keywords.
Fantastic.
Conclude this section?
Okay, so to conclude, let's summarize. If you want your CV to stand out, then it's really important. Focus on achievements, not responsibilities. Be careful with those weak verbs. Replace them for strong action verbs. And don't send the same CV for all jobs. Tailor it to each job. And keep in mind, ATS will be reading the CV, so optimize for that.
That's right. And avoid common mistakes, friends. So remember, recruiters only spend 6 or 7 seconds scanning a CV. So make those seconds count.
Oh, man. The pressure is on. Okay. So now let's hear from you. What is the biggest CV mistake you've seen, or if you feel like it, confess you've made?
All right. Well, that's good. That's a good one. Huh? So I think we have now the question for the audience. No, this is the one you know, the common CV mistakes you have seen, no? Or you made yourself. So
that's it. Which ones have we seen or made?
But we all make mistakes, Matthew, when writing our CVs. Maybe it was including too much personal information, using weak descriptions, or even sending a CV with a typo in the email address.
True, Johnny, we've all done it. So let us know in the comments, what's the biggest CV mistake you've made? We'd love to hear from you.
That's right.
Okay, guys, well, we're just going to dive in with a little reminder that if you're enjoying this episode and you're finding these tips to be useful, then please don't forget to hit the like, subscribe, and share the podcast with your friends or your colleagues.
And if you're currently job hunting and need more personalized help with your English, well, check out our business English courses at training.com. Yes, yes, we have business English courses. So not only just the basic English, but we can adapt to your needs. No matter which job you have, please just find out, ask us, because we can tailor our classes. We have specialized lessons to help you write a great CV, prepare for interviews, for example, and feel confident in any business setting. So improve your communication skills at work with a free trial class at trainland.com. So get a free trial class, let us know what you need, and of course, we will try to help you.
Absolutely, Johnny. You know, a well-written CV is your ticket to new opportunities. And here at Trainland, we want to help you succeed. Okay. It's time for our business culture topic, Johnny.
Yeah, the culture hook. Just a question. Cover letters, huh? Do we really need one? Matthew, I have a question. Do people still write cover letters? I thought they were kind of old-fashioned.
Yeah, I think they are. No, it feels like an old-fashioned thing to do. But you know what? Cover letters are still relevant in many industries. So maybe it's not a requirement, but you need to make sure where you live, the country, the company, the position, you may need to include a cover letter. So how do you know if you need to do that? Well, if the job listing specifically asks for it, then that's essential. Maybe you're applying for a highly competitive role and you want to stand out. In that case, a cover letter can really help. Or perhaps you're making a career change and you just want to explain why you're shifting from one sector to another, then a letter allows you to do that. So there are reasons why it would be a good idea to include one. You probably don't need one if the job application, it only allows you to submit a CV. Or maybe you're applying for a high volume role, perhaps an entry level job or in the hospitality sector. You probably don't need a cover letter for that.
Okay, so if the company doesn't ask for a cover letter, it's better to skip it.
Well, not necessarily. A well-written cover letter can really help you stand out. And especially if you want to use it to highlight your passion for the role, or maybe talk about key achievements, or give reasons as to why you are a great fit. Now, what makes a good cover letter? Okay, here are some top tips. First of all, keep it short. Don't write your life story, you know? Get to the point. Oh, and definitely no more than one page, you know, Johnny?
No, that's right. Remember, 6 or 7 seconds, that's the time you have.
Totally. It's a good idea to start with a strong opening line, no? So a weak one would be, dear hiring manager, I'm writing to apply for the marketing position. that's pretty weak, no? A strong opening line, well, how about this one? As a digital marketing specialist with 5+ years of experience, I have successfully increased brand engagement by 40%, and I'd love to bring that expertise to your team. Sounds good.
Yeah. And also, I think it's good to avoid generic phrases, no? For example, I'm a hardworking team player. Okay, yeah, but much better sounds like thrive in faster-paced collaborative environments where creative problem-solving is essential. Now, that sounds more professional.
Sounds good. Yeah.
And then just end with a strong call to action. Oh, I would love the opportunity to discuss how my skills can contribute to your team. Looking forward to your reply.
Very good. Very good. Now let's talk about some common mistakes in cover letters. Mistake number one, using the same letter for every job. And this is similar to the CV. We need to personalize it, no? So make sure your cover letter includes the company's name and, if possible, details about the role you're applying for.
Fantastic. So I think this is actually super useful. I never really knew how to write a cover letter properly.
No, me either. This is good stuff. Yeah, so another mistake that people make is to just kind of repeat your CV, which is pointless, no? Yeah. In the cover letter, you want to add some context, maybe tell a story or explain a particular achievement in your life.
And remember, just avoid writing long paragraphs. Keep it structured, short paragraphs and bullet points. So,
fantastic.
So it's super useful, I said, huh? Super useful.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So most people don't, but if you follow these steps, you're going to make a strong impression. And remember, if you're not sure whether to include a cover letter, it's always better to have one than not.
All right. So, wow. Let's go back to the answer to the audience question. No, we said before, no, we asked, how would you improve this CV sentence? Work with customer to solve problems. Well, the answer to this is, strong verbs, no? Resolved customer complaints, increasing satisfaction ratings by 20%.
Fantastic. Did you get it right? I'm sure you did. Remember, the key, use strong action verbs whenever you can, and don't forget to quantify your achievements whenever it's possible.
So it's time for you to tell us, no? Interaction a little bit. Everyone makes mistakes when writing their CV. Maybe you added too much personal information, you used weak language, or forgot to proofread.
Or maybe perhaps you sent your CV with an unprofessional email. Like, I mean, you've got to love this email. Is this your email, Johnny?
Yes, it's the one I use. Is the one I use for my first CV with Aline. You know, RockstarJohnny85. Well, I wish I was 85. You know, just
amazing. I love it.
That's right.
Well, there we go. Make sure you don't have one like that. We need a professional email address.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. But yes, we all have made this type of mistakes.
Well, it's your turn. Leave us a comment, please, and share one of those CV mistakes you've seen, or if you're brave, one that you've made. We can learn from each other.
Yeah, that's very true.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, Johnny, on how to make your CV stand out. We talked about focusing on achievements, using strong action verbs, and of course, making sure that we tailor our CV to each job application.
And we also talk about to optimize your CV for applicant tracking systems, the ATS, and the do's and don'ts of cover letters.
Right. So if you're currently looking for a job, well, it's the perfect time to put some of these tips into practice and update your CV. And if you want to take your business English to the next level, well, you know what to do. Visit trainlang.com. We've got plenty of courses that are designed to improve your business English, help you feel more confident when it comes to interviews, business meetings, or any kind of professional communication.
And don't forget, leave us a comment telling us one CV mistake you have seen or made. We'd love to hear your stories.
Okay. Well, we'll see you all in the next episode. And we're going to be talking about job interviews. Man, nerve-wracking. How to answer tough questions and sound confident in English.
Don't miss it. See you next time. And next podcast, we will talk also about hotels as well. So yeah, it's interesting, huh?
There we go. Johnny, thank you very much. Yeah, that's been a blast.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you very much. See you next time, friends.
See you next time. Goodbye.